It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mystery Wrestling Theater 420, episode 73, season 3, episode 26. Fuck if I know what we're calling it. I mean, we're fucking a day late, a week and a day late. The
most stupendous show ever.
Stupendous!
McAfee.
I read something, before we get more into the show, I read some, like, fucking, tweet, meme thing. I don't know if it was on Facebook or fucking Twitter. It doesn't really fucking matter. Not important. What it said was, it's 2 minutes into the show. If I hear stupendous one more fucking time.
I know. And the thing that kills me is it was not the most stupendous WrestleMania ever. I'm not saying I thought it was horrible, but you could have gave me, well, no Finn, no Ricochet. We'll get into that.
We'll get into that in a minute.
All right, quick happy birthday to Peter Maivia, Merle Haggard, Paul Rudd, and Billy D. Williams.
Not a lot of wrestling.
No, just
had to go from with Ogie from a Stogie, though.
Yep. Had to.
And then Paul Rudd, because fuck it. And then Billy D. Williams, because he's fucking Lando.
Funny. Yeah, and Lando. Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. Today of the day is Hell's Fire?
Yep. Burn the shit out of yourself.
Burn the shit out of yourself, because it's Kane, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though it's Undertaker.
Yeah.
Anyway, so into WrestleMania, what we want to do fucking...
Well, Stand and Deliver first, technically.
Yeah, we'll do Stand and Deliver first.
I mean, it did happen technically first.
It did happen technically first, even though I only watched half of it first.
I didn't even watch it till like, the before Sunday's WrestleMania. So.
Yeah, I watched the first half, and I was like, alright, I guess I'm done with that for a little bit. So, like, we got like 17 more hours of wrestling to watch.
I know, it was a lot.
I watched the pre-show because I figured they'd actually do something on the fucking pre-show. They didn't do shit.
I put on both pre-shows. I put on both
pre-shows, right, exactly.
Just for the countdown more than anything. And then I thought that maybe they'd throw some type of random, you know, match in there.
Nope.
No, nothing. Just 2 hours of. But it was good because I got the countdown, so I'm like, oh, all right. I know at like 30 minutes before, let me go get the snacks, let me go get the drinks, you know, type of bullshit.
I did not watch the pre-show.
I did not for the
Stand and Deliver. First of all, because I didn't realize they had a pre-show.
Yeah, I didn't either.
They put a match on theirs.
Yes.
Of course, right? Yeah. Anyway.
And it was Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai versus Toxic Attraction for the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship.
Now, we did not do any prediction Friday type-y thing.
No.
For WrestleMania, because we did not do a show last week.
No.
Jesus Christ.
What have I picked? I mean, I probably actually would have picked Toxic Attraction to retain. Even though they did not.
But they're already champions again.
Yeah, well, that's...
As of last night, they're champions again.
Not surprisingly at all.
So, Raquel and Dakota's total tag team run of 2 times is like now 4 days.
Okay, 4 days.
I'm gonna call it 4 days. I think it was like, the actual thing was like 3 days and 55 minutes or some shit like that.
That sucks for them.
Anyway, yeah.
And the first match of the show was the Fatal 5-Way Ladder Match for the NXT North American Championship. It was Cameron Grimes, Carmelo Hayes, Santos Escobar, Solo Sikoa, and Grayson Waller. Jacked himself up.
He did jack himself up.
That ladder spot where he, like, his armpit, like, broke the leg of the ladder. Just looked bad.
You were saying Joaquin Wilde and...
yeah, because they were helping him with...
And so was, like, Trick Williams
and Electra Lopez and Sanga.
Yeah, like, there's like 1,000 people out there. Yeah. And it's already tornado crazy style, so there's, like, literally people everywhere.
Yep. At one point, I had to look this up on the phone because I forgot who the actual people like were supposed to be in.
Like, who's in this match?
There were so many people in it. So many people fighting. I'm like, well, they're in clothes, so they're probably not part of it. But like, it doesn't matter because they're all out there anyway. Right. So they might as well be
in it. You know, Trick's not in it, but like, he's there because fucking Melo's out there.
Exactly.
I would have picked Melo for that, by the way. He did not win.
No. Cameron Grimes was the winner, which I was okay with because I like Cameron Grimes.
That was a fun match. It was definitely a good opener match.
Yeah, it was definitely asses and seats right. Match.
It was fun to watch. It was a lot of cool spots and shit. It wasn't, like I said, honestly, probably one of the best matches of the night.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
It probably was the best match of the night, in my opinion.
Yeah, this show, it definitely was.
I thought it was really good. Technically, I guess Saturday was the same night, so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely one of the better ones.
Yeah. I mean, the only other one that came kind of close was the tag team triple threat, I think.
I mean, it did, but that was kind of short.
It was short for what I expected out of those three teams.
Yeah. I also didn't think it... I don't know. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, but this match was fine. So, good match there.
Yes.
Next match is fucking Mama Luke versus
Tommaso Ciampa, which I was not excited about at all because this guy's been... He beat Pete Dunne.
Right.
We know Ciampa, Butch. That's a whole nother issue. And then we know Ciampa's probably going up to the main roster, too.
Yeah, to be part of the new stable.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
With the fucking other idiots?
No, the new stable.
What new stable?
With Edge and
Priest. Oh, yeah. Or Damian Priest now with, like, guyliner on. Forgot about that.
What, he likes fucking My Chemical Romance. Panic at the Disco.
But yeah, this match, Ciampa lost. There was nothing good about that match.
No, nothing good about that at all. And who the hell is this AJ Galante guy?
I don't know.
Is he like on NXT? Am I supposed to know who the fuck that guy is?
Well, I can click his name.
I could have done that too, I guess.
Like, why does it come up with Untold Crimes and Penalties?
The fuck is that? It's
a Netflix show.
Oh, see, yeah, maybe they said that. I don't know. But am I supposed to just know who the fuck that guy is?
It's focused on the now-defunct United Hockey League.
Okay.
The Danbury Trashers, which was bought by James Galante, a mafia-connected trash kingpin.
Oh.
Who gifted the team to his 17-year-old son, AJ. Okay.
Yeah. So, he's a mobster.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Anyway, yeah, so that means Tommaso's going...
Yep.
Up.
Or he's the son of a mobster.
Sure.
At the very least. Just make... I've seen
Sopranos.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. His son was annoying in the Sopranos, so, I mean, it fits.
Oh, I didn't even mean his son directly, but, like, some of the other ones, like Jackie and fucking...
Well, yeah.
I don't know why I was talking about Sopranos all of a sudden, but...
Randomly.
It happened to us. Right.
So then we had a triple tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championship.
I was going to tell that match if you guys talking about Sopranos today.
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, that match left next.
Yep. So then the triple threat was MSK versus Imperium versus the Creed Brothers.
Right.
Who I actually would have pegged to win that, not MSK.
Yeah, I probably would have went with them too, or Imperium Holden.
Yeah. I felt like they were kind of high on the Creed Brothers, so
right.
I wouldn't have been surprised. And then it went to MSK and surprised me. I'm like, all right, the team I like the most in this, but expected to win the least. Like,
maybe they'll send Imperium fucking to have like faction wars against fucking the Damian, the new brood.
That's what I'm like. It's like,
even though there was a new brood, but whatever.
I feel like it's like he's trying to go like half brood, half Ministry of Darkness with it, which is weird because the brood was just part of the ministry at one point.
So what it is, it's 25% brood,
yeah,
25% ministry. Like you said, it's the same group.
Yeah,
25% Dark Order, 25% House of Black.
Yeah, it's like you just need all the creepy groups.
So if you thought Tommaso would be. Blake, Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Not Blake. Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Of that group.
Yeah.
You just need a big powerhouse, and you got Damian Punishment Martinez.
Yep.
So, Damian Priest.
True.
You just need another person. I think you need one more person.
Yeah.
Throw Rhea there.
Rounded out. I mean, she would fit, technically.
Anyway, so, and then you could also bring up all of Imperium just to combat that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could find a girl to give them.
I'm sure.
Like, it does not find them. I'm sure they have one.
Yep. And then next we have...
The match was fine, like you said.
It was a decent match. It didn't go very long. It ended quickly to me because it's saying it's 11 minutes and 22 seconds.
I felt like I looked away
at one point and paid attention to my phone or something for like a minute or two and missed half the match, which was weird.
Yeah,
because I remember hearing the ring bell go off and I looked up and I was like, what? It's over already?
It was cool. It wasn't anywhere near as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. That's why I said definitely that ladder match was the best match of the night.
Yep.
Or the show, technically.
I'm going to call it the night because it's easier. And then I took a break and went inside.
Because now the next one was...
I didn't watch the rest of it, but I didn't watch it until after I watched night one.
Yeah. Mandy Rose versus Cora Jade versus Kaylee Ray versus Io Shirai in a fatal four-way for the women's title.
Why does she carry this tiniest skateboard ever?
I don't... It's not just me, right? It looks like it's some tiny little, like, two-year-old skateboard.
Carrying a skateboard if you're carrying a skateboard. And why are you just carrying it? Like, 50 people riding around you.
Honestly, I feel like Darby Allin is not... he's the same size as her, and he comes out with a full size skateboard
and rides it.
Yeah, like why can't she?
Like, what the fuck's a skateboard for?
I don't
hit somebody with it if you're not gonna fucking ride it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Again,
this match was not as cool as I thought it was gonna be either.
No, I only liked one person in this match, and she didn't win anyway. So,
Io.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I thought it was to be a fun match. I mean, I didn't think it was that fun. I thought it was just kind of bland.
I don't like Kaylee Ray that much, anyway. Cora Jade's okay, like, and I don't really like Mandy either. So I thought, I felt like they could have done more with that, though. I think Io was definitely the best part of that match.
I think Mandy is improving a lot as the NXT Women's Champion, kind of building a character a little bit, kind of being a bitch.
I knew she'd be okay with the whole acting, if you will, side of it. It's the in-ring thing, though.
She's getting better.
It is getting better.
I'm not saying it's great, but I mean, like, we said the same old Britt Baker.
Yeah. And then she randomly blew up, and now we have to go DMD.
DMD. I wonder if she's wrestling tonight.
If not, she might just be there.
She's not going to be doing much.
Yeah.
Better than that Julia Hart match, though.
Yeah, because Sheeta is okay. I think Sheeta is way overrated.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Dynamite tonight, guys.
Yeah, it is. Technically Rampage, too.
Yes.
And dark.
I don't know when that next Monday or whatever the fuck that airs.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember or care about most of that probably.
Nah, that's t-shirt buying time.
Yep.
Anyway.
Then we had Gunther.
Yeah.
Versus LA Knight.
Again, I wasn't very excited about this match either. I think it was just odd. They needed something to watch.
Yep. It wasn't... I like both of these guys, but I did not like them together.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, I like Walter, because I'm going to call him Walter. Yeah, like, I call him Gunther once, because I read it, but why do we have to do that? Gunther, whatever.
And it says Gunther, but they say Gunther.
Gunther, because that's probably how, like, the dialect would pronounce it.
I get it, but there's no fucking highlights above the U and shit.
There's not. So it looks like Gunther.
Right. So I'm reading as Gunther.
Not like LA Knight is any better of a name. We've talked shit about his name.
Yeah, I think we could talk shit about half the names that we haven't said, but we should have.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
It was only a 10-minute match, and it wasn't great.
Definitely like a 10-minute match, too. It felt short. I think I looked away from that match for a little bit, and it was over.
Yeah.
I think I like dropped the lighter for a minute. And
match honestly, over. These guys could have gone a little bit longer and done a little bit more.
I think so.
But I don't know. Maybe it was just time constraints because they had to be done so the pre-show could start at 6. Because it was all... I think that's the thing that is stupid to do that. You should have just put it on Friday like they usually do.
Yeah, SmackDown.
Yeah, that's right. So stupid. It just feels too crammed together, that's why, I think. And then the last match was Ziggler versus Breaker.
Again! What the fuck is stupid names? Actually, both of those names are kind of stupid. I think I'm just used to Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler is a very stupid name. I've liked Dolph Ziggler a lot. Maybe that's what it is, and I've got over it. Robert Roode is pretty stupid, too.
Yeah, but he already had that name.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't WWE's fault.
No.
They didn't change his name at all. Like, everybody else, they didn't change Robert Roode.
Yep. Because it used to just be Bobby Roode, and it turned into Robert Roode. So he got, like, an extra letter out of the deal. Where everyone else just gets a whole name chopped away.
I think he was Robert Roode at one point. I don't think it's Bobby Roode, WWE. Anyway, yeah, that match was blah too.
Yeah,
I mean it was good because I guess it was Ziggler all carried
right.
it.
I mean, because Ziggler carried it, that's why it was all right. They're gonna push Bron Breakker to the top really fast.
Well, Bron Breakker is the NXT champion after Monday because he defeated Dolph Ziggler, and then defended it against Gunther on Tuesday and defeated Gunther. So Gunther is no longer undefeated in NXT 2.0.
Oh, great. How long till he gets pulled up? They're not going to get used right. Walter is an absolute beast, honestly, too, if you just let him be Walter.
Yeah, but like you said, is he going to get used right? The answer to that is no.
No.
All right, so overall, Stand and Deliver, fucking 7?
I would go 6.
Yeah.
To be completely honest with you.
Fine.
I'm going lower.
I think I was just trying to be nice. I mean, like, go back to the card and who the fuck did I hate? I mean, I only really like 2 matches.
The tag team match and the ladder match. And the ladder match was number 1. And the tag team match was not long enough.
Right. I guess the Zoff one.
Your longest match on that entire card. I guess Zoff and Breakker was the ladder match, too.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. So if I liked 1. I mean, D'Angelo and Moscow wasn't a bad match, I guess, but I hate fucking D'Angelo so fucking much. I can't.
That's why I wasn't into that match.
I'll give it a 6.5. Fuck it.
All right, I'm staying at 6.
I just wanted to fucking be. I'm giving it 6.48. Okay. And then WrestleMania, night 1. I watched 2 hours of pre-show and nothing fucking happened besides them talking.
I put it on.
Not a single match, and then they fucking cut a match for time constraints.
I think I actually put the pre-show on like an hour before. So it's already half, like an hour over. I'm like, well, if there's a match, it'll be in the like second hour. And I sat there and watched the whole hour of the pre-show just staring at the TV like, what the fuck? Like, no wrestling at all.
I also figured they put a match on the second hour.
Yeah.
Maybe right at the second hour mark, even.
Yeah. That's why I tuned in right around that point. I'm like, eh.
Nope. Just promo videos and fucking
talking to the audience and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Not what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking forward more to a match. I mean, I don't care about the talking. I expected it to be a lot of talking, but I expected it to be a match
because there was no IC or US title on the line announced for either night. So I figured maybe those will just be random pop up matches in the pre show or something.
Maybe.
No, nothing.
No, I mean,
it should have been. There should have been one of those.
They took the Andre Battle Royal thing and put it
on SmackDown.
Right.
Which, whatever. I'm not really.
Madcap won that.
Yeah, I saw that. They showed that at one point, and I was like why? Like, and that thing means nothing. Because everybody who's had that, it didn't boost their career. Because Cesaro won it, and we're like, oh, maybe that will boost Cesaro. And Cesaro just kind of flatlined.
Corbin?
But he's not like.
He's always in the main event. He's a main event jobber, fine, but he's always in the main event.
This is true.
Plus, until fucking Saturday, no one is kicked out of the fucking end of days.
Yes.
And that was a huge fucking deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I jumped the gun a lot there, but, like, we'll talk about that a little bit more, I guess.
But I still feel like it hasn't, like...
It doesn't do a lot.
Yeah. Corbin might be the one exception to the one.
And like I said, and to stretch, because like I said, he hasn't won anything with it. You know what I mean? Like, he's just...
He's there, but he's not doing anything.
Right. On to the show.
Yes.
The Usos. Jimmy Uso. Jay Uso. Versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs.
Yoked Freddie Mercury. And this was a very quick match, too, because this was 6 minutes and 55 seconds.
Ah, well, it's because Boogs got hurt,
yeah, which is definitely
like legit hurt.
You did get legit. You could tell from the way his knee buckled that was definitely, like, you know, that was a real buckle. Like,
yeah.
Something popped.
Something did not work.
Yeah.
I thought it had potential being a good match. It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to score
Boogs isn't the greatest, but Shinsuke's good. The Usos are good.
I expected to be decent.
Yeah.
I right until she got hurt.
Yeah.
You got the hot tag. People like Boogs. McAfee loves it.
I know. McAfee's a freaking idiot, but I love the...
I like McAfee. He's fun
to watch. He's a fun idiot. Yeah, he's a fun to watch. You know?
Anyway, I'm not even going to score that match because it was shortened.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Usos were supposed to win anyway.
Yes.
But still.
It definitely would have went a little longer. That's
just a get well soon to Rick Boogs, who's probably out 6 fucking months.
Yeah. Or even up to a year, depending on what popped ACL, something whatever.
I read, so.
Which could be a while, too.
Right.
And then we went into Drew McIntyre versus the Happy Idiot, who... Oh, watch it.
Did you know his fucking gimmick name was Happy Corbin? Now, I've been calling him Baron Corbin this whole fucking time.
Yeah.
I've been calling maybe Happy Baron Corbin even, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. But I Pat McAfee calls him the Happy Idiots, which is funny to me. I don't know why, because they are idiots.
They are idiots.
But I was watching this, and I was actually watching it with Alyssa, and her sister came in and thought that Drew McIntyre was fighting fucking Jimmy Buffett because of Baron Corbin's shirt. So I just started calling him Jimmy Buffett all night.
It's not the Applebee's waiter anymore.
Yeah, it's way better than Applebee's waiter.
This match was fine.
Yeah.
It was...
Drew McIntyre was going to kick the shit out of them.
It was the face going over. Yeah. Typical WrestleMania match.
Yep.
It really, I mean...
And then he had a cool moment where he cut the freaking ropes with the sword.
And then we had to watch extra fucking commercials in between.
Yeah, because they had to freaking reattach the two things.
Fucking, now does it get the fuck? Why'd you cut both ropes, you dick? Now I had to, like, restring everything.
And then, The Miz and Paul Logan versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
Logan Paul, that's all right.
Whatever.
Paul Logan, Paul who the Logan, fuck is that? Logan
Paul, whatever.
Anyway.
That idiot.
Okay. So, besides the fact that he's a fucking Paul brother.
Yes.
How did he do?
He did all right. I'm not gonna say he did horrible.
Right. I thought it was fine.
For a celebrity guy at WrestleMania, it was fine.
It's no Bad Bunny.
No. No one can beat Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's been the best.
Unless you include McAfee, but that's different.
Well, yeah.
But even still, I still got Bad Bunny, but
yeah.
Anyway, it's no Bad Bunny. I think my brother was the best one.
Yeah.
LT.
Yeah.
But like as far as celebrities go, like I mean, it was fine. It was better than some of the other ones.
Dominic Mysterio looked like an idiot.
I don't see what Og's like a fucking idiot. Can we send him to NXT yet? Are we not done with this fucking experiment?
I don't know, because he's gone nowhere. I mean, they were tag team champions once or twice.
For Rey.
Yeah.
Vince likes Rey. It's the only reason Dominic has a job.
Yes.
Can you put him in NXT and let him fucking... Can we change his name to something stupid and fucking let him wrestle them for a little bit? Because he does not belong with real wrestlers. And definitely doesn't belong with someone who isn't a wrestler at all.
Yes.
Because there isn't enough chemistry there and they can't make it work.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, Ray and Logan Paul could make that work a little bit because it doesn't look like, you know, Dominic in his fucking training wheels.
He's still in his training wheels. He needs a lot of work.
I mean, cool respect to Eddie Guerrero and all, but, like, still.
Yeah.
I mean.
Whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I've never been a huge fan of Dominic.
Me neither. The fuck else happened?
He's got no charisma.
I read a tweet meme at that point where it said, oh, look, Dom's dressed like Cody's tattoo. And I thought that was pretty fucking funny.
Alyssa's sister referred to him as John Wayne at a Trump rally, which just made me laugh. The haircut does not help because he looks like a redneck with that fucking haircut.
Yeah, what the fuck did you do with your sideburns?
That mullety fucking thing that he had like almost going on, because it's like just right here, like the L around the air.
It's like, I have no idea.
So it looked like a fucking like a Mexican mullet. I don't know what else to call it.
You could just call it a mullet. Anyway, canceled. Probably not. We said way worse than that.
We've said way worse than that.
But anyway, whatever. Cool, whatever. Fun match, I guess.
It wasn't bad. And then the Miz, like, fucking face plant and fucking Logan Paul at the end was kind of okay, because I'm like, ah, he got his face smashed in the
back. He did.
I don't like
it. Now I get to watch fucking...
But now that means he's going to be around still.
No, now at fucking WrestleMania Backlash, which you get stuck going to now, now you get to watch Logan Paul versus the fucking Miz.
I said that! I said that because I looked at her and I'm like, oh, that's right, we're going to Backlash after this. I said, and now we're going to get stuck seeing freaking him live instead of somebody else I'd rather see live.
Right. So there you go. There's your Logan Paul match.
Great.
Hopefully for you, maybe you could pray that they'll push it off into SummerSlam.
Well, that would be fine, too.
But that just puts Logan Paul on SummerSlam and takes fucking Austin Theory off of it, because he'll be United States champion by then.
There'll be some stupid like that by then.
Oh, yeah, he was on Raw, so I'm going to call him United States champion.
Yeah. All right, then we had Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch.
My favorite match of the night.
I agree. It was a great match. I had the most, it felt like a real wrestling match too. It told a story.
Told a story, and it has a good feel-good moment to it. I mean,
Becky looking like David Bowie out there.
David Bowie.
That's all I could think of with the weird haircut, because it got chopped by Bianca, and then that red makeup she had on her eyes. Like, it just reminded me of, like...
On Channel 2, they used to play some old BBC show called Are You Being Served?
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
I don't think so.
Anyway,
so
she looks like one of the fucking British chicks from that. It makes me fuck, because like, if she even like, that girl even had like fucking like orangey pink hair too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, now you look like the girl from Ivy being served. To me, I mean, maybe not even that much.
Yeah.
I was also younger when I saw that show, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, my favorite match of the night by far, though.
Yeah.
Even though Becky botched and kicked her in the face a little bit too much, but gave her a black eye.
Yeah.
I felt her. Yeah. I felt that one. Uh-huh. Anyway.
It was definitely the best match of the night.
Right. So that match might save night one, in theory.
I think so. Because if you look at it this way, I mean, the Usos versus Shinsuke and Boobs would have probably been a better match if it didn't have to get cut short.
Right.
McIntyre versus Happy Idiot is what it is. It wasn't anything exciting. The tag team match between the Mysterios and Miz and Logan Paul was good, but it was what it was. And then you had, you know, Bianca and Becky come on. And
I will say those matches were highly entertaining, I guess. It wasn't my as a fan, but as the wrestling analyst that we are currently, it wasn't amazing.
No, it wasn't amazing at all.
Yeah, there you go. My
I had fun watching it. Like, don't get me wrong.
Me too. And Belair, that's my favorite one of them. Okay, and then Seth Rollins and surprise.
Yeah, which I knew it was Cody.
But that's the problem. How many internet is I always know what the fuck's gonna happen before it fucking happens.
Yep. People I was watching, oh, Undertaker. I'm like, no, he's retired now. Oh, like The Rock. Like, that's not happening either.
Speak of The Undertaker. Now, it's cool everybody's in the Hall of Fame, but how many times does Undertaker have to come on and say goodbye to me?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, why did they have to do that?
Yeah, we cut a match on night one because of time.
Yes.
It's fucking videos and fucking... So Undertaker can say goodbye once in the fucking weekend, not twice.
That's right.
Well, three times, technically. But
why couldn't you have done that during the pre-show? Why does it have to be both nights during the show when you have titles not being defended at their most stupendous, outrageous,
stupendous.
Blah, blah.
I'm just going to call it fucking so stupendous, by the way, if I can fucking know how to spell it.
I'm sure we could look it up. I'm sure it's probably on the top of this thing in the tagline for it.
Oh, probably. Anyway, so it's Cody Rhodes, which... good moment, actually. Good clappy moment. See, it'd be like fun.
It was fine. I knew him and Seth would actually have a good match.
Fun fact that I did not know until much some of the Cody behind the fucking, I was called behind the music, behind the back shit
back
stuff
thing.
Yeah, was that Seth Rollins' first main roster dark match was against Cody Rhodes.
Oh, random. That's crazy.
So that's weird.
Yeah.
I assume it was, you know, main roster dark match.
It was funny, though, because they both look like idiots to me. I liked it. Like, it was a great match. They do wrestle well, but they wear and have some retard. Like, he's got the stupid neck tattoo. Fucking...
I'm still over Cody. Like, just because you're not coming to me, I like you all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, like, I don't really care. Like, I mean, I look forward to it being a good match as WrestleMania. Right. And then the audience... definitely bought into it really well.
Yes.
Because you heard it was his AEW entrance music, not any
It was his ROH Impact.
Whatever.
And New Japan interest music.
Too, yeah.
So, I mean, let's not call it his fucking AEW music because he had before true. AEW. It's his
post-WWE music. Okay, yes.
It's much, much more actual.
Yes.
But he even did a little fucking Stardust thing.
Yeah.
Fucking Jimmy Smith has no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
He's like
Joe Rogan.
He's like, oh, he's a fake Joe Rogan.
He is fake Joe Rogan.
We used to call him that all the time, actually, when he went for Bellator.
Yep.
He's like, oh, he's taunting him. He's like, and then Corey goes, no, he's not taunting him, you moron. Not literally, but
yeah.
He might as well have said that.
Yep. But no, that was a good match, too, actually. I really enjoyed that, the Cody and Seth match, for sure. And then we had Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey.
The worst match of the weekend.
It really was, dude.
Like, everything about this match pissed me off.
Like, I'm going into it, like, kind of just wanting Ronda to win. Because if I got to pick somebody, I'm usually not picking Charlotte.
I didn't pick anybody. I would have taken it to 0 points.
So, and then the fuckery happened with fucking the ref. And she won, and I'm like...
Oh, good, it's over. That's all I said. It was all good, it's over. I hate this match. This match sucks.
Yeah, I know. I don't like... I liked Ronda in the UFC. One of them.
Yeah.
I do not like Ronda in WWE. I don't like Charlotte anyway.
Right.
So, it wasn't...
I mean, what was the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why wouldn't you have Ronda win that? What was the whole point of this fucking storyline? I had to watch more of it?
Yep.
Thanks.
Apparently. This is gonna go on to SummerSlam or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
So, just buckle up now. And then we had Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Kevin Owens, which wasn't supposed to be a match, but became one.
I thought it was cool as fuck, actually.
I enjoyed that. It actually, because to me, it was like, okay, I had the first few matches were entertaining. They weren't, like, epic, but they were entertaining. I had fun watching them still.
This is epic.
You know? And then I had Bianca and Becky and epic. Cody and Seth, which were great matches, too. You know, good wrestling. And then I thought what was going to really end it for the last actual match was going to be Charlotte versus Ronda. And I'm like, this is going to kill night one for me because of how it was kind of ending. I'm like, I get the KO show, but I literally thought that was just going to be at some point stunner, 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 bullshit, over.
Yep, me too.
And if it was a match,
I thought it was going to be, stutter, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a 5-minute match. I'm like, this isn't going to be a very long-lived match. This is going to be a very quick, because Austin's old now.
That's just a hardcore match, and Austin taking bumps on the fucking ramp.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they fought through the crowd and everything, and I was happy with that. Like, this is cool.
It was good for, kids our age.
Yeah. It felt,
that was for us.
The kids that used to be out there with the middle fingers in the air and shit, and, that was definitely for us. I enjoyed the shit out of that.
And KO caught it. KO got to main event WrestleMania.
Yep.
I mean, and got a match with his childhood hero.
Yeah.
I assume.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, there's the one bad of picture probably. Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
I liked night one. Night one was good.
Yeah.
I liked that match a lot.
Besides Charlotte was awesome.
And fucking Ronda.
It wasn't a bad night. Right. I was fine.
I would have rather seen. They also cut New Day and fucking whatever New Bar is called.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking Blackpool Fight Club bullshit
fake
they are.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, that works. Peaky Blinders. Butch.
Butch.
Butch botching bitch.
Well, what the fuck? Which one did Sheamus play from freaking. Was it Rocksteady?
Is it Bebop?
Or Bebop, yeah. I think it's Bebop.
Bebop, bitchin' fucking Butch?
Yeah.
Sure. Bebop, botchin' Butch.
Yep.
Because Ridge is obviously Botch.
It just makes me want to say, like, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. I don't know why.
That's the new name, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. That got cut.
Yeah.
The 2-hour-long fucking free show, no matches. That got cut.
We haven't seen...
A short match with Rick Boogs. That got cut.
Yep.
And video package for every fucking match in between.
Yep.
That got cut.
Yep.
Okay. So moving on to night two.
Yep.
Also, like I said, I mean, the night one was fine. Good, good.
Yes.
I left happy.
Yeah, it was fine. It ended on a really good note that made me really happy. So they did well with that. And then night one starts, and we have the triple threat tag. Night two starts.
This is night two. 2 hour long pre-show.
Yes.
No matches.
No Finn, no Ricochet. Both great entertainers with titles. Nothing.
No Damian Priest.
Yeah, exactly.
Technically. I mean, like, a lot of people not on the card.
Yeah. And then you had RK-Bro, Orton and Riddle versus Street Profits and Alpha Academy.
Yep.
And RK-Bro won, and I was happy. I wore one of my Orton shirts that day.
I like that match. That was a fun match, too. I really thought Street Profits were going to win, though.
I really did, too. I actually, because Alpha Academy had it for a minute, you know. Right. I felt like that, like, they were just going to sneak in, take the titles, and that whole feud, and they're good. They're a good tag team.
I figured Tez and fucking Tez and fucking Bella were gonna fucking put on like photo shoot with titles.
Yeah,
because they each have one.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool, fun match though. Good match.
Yeah,
I liked it. So.
And then we had Bobby Lashley versus Omos, which was probably my least excited match out of every match throughout the whole fucking weekend.
When I read a spoiler for that on, you know, one of the things. And I would have said it last week, but we were in here. Like, well, that's one way to make me root for fucking Bobby Lashley, because that's literally the only reason I'm going to, you know, I mean, I didn't like it. I thought it was fucking lame.
It was lame.
I think Bobby's kind of boring, too.
Bobby is kind of boring. And then Almost, the only reason Almost is there is because he's like 7 feet tall.
Right. And so, yeah. And Bobby won that, but I really didn't care.
I really didn't care. It ended quickly, and I said the same thing you said about the Ronda and fucking Charlotte match. I was like, oh, good, that's over.
Yeah, fuck that, that's done. All right, cool.
And then we got the jackass match, because that's what I'm going to call it. Because it was all of the jackass crew against Sami Zayn.
Okay, fine. It was technically Johnny Knoxville, but still.
I mean, whatever, yeah.
But it was jackass.
Yes.
I mean, because you did have Wee Man.
You had Wee Man and Pony Boy.
Right.
And whatever out there. Wee Man with the freaking...
A small person, I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah. Wee Man with the body slam, though, was pretty cool.
I mean, it's stupid and train wrecky as that match was.
It's stupid
it was
and train wrecky. Yeah, but see, I enjoyed the... Even though I didn't look at it as a wrestling match going into it. I looked at it as, this is going to be an episode of Jackass. Go into it with that mentality and watch it. And I laughed at it, because I'm like, I expected it to be that stupid.
When Mark Henry's son hit fucking Sami Zayn in the face, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's what that was, Mark Henry's son.
Yeah.
Whack. I thought it was really dumb and goofy and fun.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, though. It was a fun moment, you know?
Right. So, it was a fun match.
Yeah. And then we had the Fatal 4-Way for the women's tag team title, which is Naomi and Sasha Banks versus the champions, Carmella and Queen Zelina, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, and Shayna and Natalia, which feels like it came out of nowhere on me. I haven't been watching WWE a lot, like, week to week.
It's been on SmackDown, so...
Yeah, and I've missed a couple... I missed, like, 2 weeks of SmackDown, so, like, that came out of nowhere.
Can we not get the women fucking some fucking tag team names?
Yeah, I know. It's just, they're, like, names.
Like, that's annoying.
Thing and thing.
I don't like it. Like, we changed fucking Riddle and Orton to RK-Bro.
Just the Street Profits.
Right, yeah. Like,
New Day, everybody's got a name.
Give them a fucking name.
Yep.
I don't care what you call them. I mean, I'm going to make fun of it anyway.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yep.
But, I mean, give them something. I mean, I don't care. Give them anything. Stop calling them and let them come out together.
Yep.
Give them a fucking song. So it's not half of this and half of that.
Yep.
Have JBL blend their names together like he used to do. Like, fuck. Slater Gator and shit.
Slater Gator was awesome.
Well, I miss Slater Gator.
Yeah.
That was a good tag team.
It was awesome, yeah.
Anyway.
It was a good match, though.
It was definitely a fun match. I mean, yeah. I enjoyed it.
Naomi and Sasha Banks won.
Right.
Which I was kind of happy about, because I like Sasha.
I kind of want Natalya and Shayna to win. I think that'd be a good fucking team.
I thought Natalya and Shayna would be an awesome badass team.
Yeah.
Because Natty is, like, super, you know...
Submission.
Yep.
Artist. Technical.
Because she's from her family.
Dungeon.
You know? And then you have Shayna, who's just badass Smash Mouth.
I think she's Pete Dunne.
Yeah, exactly. MMA fighter.
Right.
you know, I think they would work good as just beating the crap out of
Plus, that's believable.
Also, like, I like Tamina, but Shayna is a lot, like...
meaner?
Better and meaner, you know? No one's meaner than Tamina.
Yeah. No one's ready for Asuka. No Asuka, no Bayley.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I
know. But
they can't, they can't have a tag team. They made a triple of a five-way match.
Mm-hmm.
Put them all in the same fucking thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody ready for Asuka, and nobody meaner than Tamina. Moving on.
And we had Edge versus AJ Styles, which was probably one of my more... matches that I was looking forward to.
I was. It kind of disappointed me a little bit.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be better than it was. It was. I'm not saying it was bad.
Right.
But, like, Edge and AJ Styles.
Right.
Like, on paper, that looks...
Well, it's going to happen again.
Yes.
Because of the distraction and shit. Maybe they'll let him fucking team up with Finn.
I know, like...
Bullet OG Club.
Bullet Club or something, you know?
Call it something, whatever. Everybody else has a Bullet Club.
Yep.
Fuck.
There's a thousand offshoots of the Bullet Club, basically.
Let God come, too.
Yeah, they're not part of the club anymore. They can come over here, right? Although, I don't think they'll ever come to WWE.
I don't... WWE never might be doing some never weird shit.
Never say never type of deal, yeah. So...
They brought Cody back.
Yep.
And they're gonna push Cody because they can't not push Cody because then nobody from AEW would ever come to WWE again, and they want Max.
Yep.
And Max...
They want Max. There was shit that they wanted MJF, too.
Yeah, Max. Sorry, Maxwell.
Oh, Maxwell, okay. Yeah, because you say Max, I think Max Caster.
I don't know if they want him, but like...
I was like,
They want. They do want
they
MJF.
They definitely want MJF. They definitely want Wardlow.
They want Mox back, too.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that fucking AEW re-signed Cage with a fucking option like that is because they knew they wanted Cage, too.
Yeah.
Because Cage is more of their style.
Cage is definitely more of their style. Vince would love Cage.
Yep. But, absolutely. I mean... So, like, they gotta push Cody up so they can say, oh, you guys can come over here. And they bring Mox's contracts up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So he could theoretically be coming back, too. I don't think he is, but he could theoretically be
coming
back,
too. I don't
think
he is because they're not gonna let him be him, kind of. Although, if they were smart, they would let him be him. We said this before, they would never lost him if they just let him be him.
Right. And if they just let some of the guys come back and prove that they can be better by themselves anyway,
mm-hmm.
like, they'll bring back Matt Cardona. They'll bring back, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to start happening. And they might just start opening their doors a little bit because just bring your best over. We'll have a match with them.
Yep.
And then that's it. You guys can go back and do it.
And all us internet nerds anyway talk about anyway is wanting, like, this dream match between this guy and that guy. Like, all right, well, Cody as he is now.
I mean, versus... I've got to see Usos and God just because
it's... I want to see Usos and God because that's just, that's the Haku's bloodline versus the fucking Mayavia bloodline.
Right.
In the Fatu bloodline, technically.
So, yeah, I thought the match would have been better.
Yeah.
Long story short. And I think that person who's been around as long as AJ wouldn't be distracted by someone just standing there.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, I don't know, trip his leg or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a real heel move type thing. I just stand there.
Exactly.
Not even any, like...
No interference, black, any kind of
not
nothing.
Black, not him, you know, no weapon, you know what I mean? No,
yeah,
him just appearing on the fucking apron next to him or something.
Yeah,
standing there.
Yep, I agree with that.
I do think that will be cool, especially they got like Tommaso and maybe like Rhea. Just, you know, make brood point brood circle,
the ministry brood. I don't know what the
word brood about. Order.
I'm sure they'll come up with
the brood order of black.
Yeah. That's all it really is. And then we had the...
Oh yeah, we had this match.
Yeah, they stuck it in for 1:40 because apparently they had a few minutes to kill.
Right.
Which, like, really?
Okay.
I'm not even gonna talk about that.
So there was no time. I'm going to talk about it. My rant about this has been longer than the actual matches.
Yes.
They came out in Big E-inspired attire. They were wearing singlets for Big E.
Yes, they were.
You gave them a minute, and it was the stupidest fucking thing anyway. And then you had Ridge pick up the win.
Yes.
Like, not even fucking Sheamus. You had Ridge pick up the win.
Yep.
Fucking botch.
Botchamania.
His name is Botch. Anyway, that so yeah, fuck that match.
Yep.
I like the New Day, but fuck that match. I'd rather see the New Day versus Usos for the fucking 3,000th time.
Yep. And then we had the Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory match, which wasn't bad.
That was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
That was fun.
I like Pat McAfee a lot anyway. He was just an idiot.
Pat McAfee put on a good celebrity performance. So far, so did fucking
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul and Knoxville.
Yes.
Technically. So good celebrity performance this year.
Yes.
But still, not Bad Bunny.
No. Bad Bunny's a shit. And then that morphed into Mystic Command versus Pat McAfee.
Right. Which was just another excuse to bring out fucking...
Honestly, though...
Austin, though.
There's the meme, though, and it is so true about Pat McAfee, because he's like, you know, he got a win at WrestleMania, got to wrestle Mr. McMahon, and then got stunned by Austin after having beers with him.
Right, so...
So it's like, he kind of had a great night. Like, if that was me, I'd die too. I'd be happy. Like, all right, cool. Like, just stupid shit. It wasn't anything crazy, but like, I'd get stunned by Austin after drinking beers with him. That sounds awesome. I'm okay with that. Stunned.
Now McAfee's 1-0.
Yeah.
So that being said, I have a list of people who are undefeated at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Sable.
Random.
3-0.
Oh.
Mr. T, 2-0.
2-0.
Rick Rude, 2-0. Virgil, 2-0. Tom Pritchett,
2-0. Oh, my God.
Terry Funk, 2-0. Hardcore Holly, 2-0. China, AJ Lee, and Paige, all 2-0. All these people have 1-0. Ready?
Yep.
Wendy Richter Mula, Corporal Kirshner, Dory Funk Jr., Tom Zink, Haiti Kid, Little Beaver, they're midgets. Both of them too. Tama.
Yeah, Little Beaver and Thing are the ones that freak
out. Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Red Rooster, Axe, Dusty Rhodes, Sato, Tanaka, Texas Tornado, Tenryu, Koji Kyoto, Rick and Scott Steiner, Jimmy Del Rey, Alondra Blaze, Sir Mo, Lawrence Taylor, Jacqueline Butterbean, Terry Reynolds, Just Incredible, Taz, Oki Bono, Boogeyman, Mr. Kennedy, Sabu, Sandman, Floyd Mayweather, Vicky Guerrero, Snooki, Michael Cole, Maria Menounos was there all fucking weekend, Neville, Cedric Alexander, Nicholas Cohn, who was tag team partner with Braun Strowman,
that
little kid, Tony Nese, somehow, Samoa Joe, Elias, who's now Ezekiel, and he looks like shit. Yeah, he
shaved his beard off or whatever and looks like an idiot.
Bad Bunny, Damian Priest, Logan Paul.
Bad Bunny.
Johnny Knoxville, Ridge fucking Holland.
Botch.
Anyway.
Okay. And then we had, of course, the last
to unify
the title. Was Roman and Brock.
I thought that was short.
That was very short.
I know Roman kind of got hurt, but I thought that was very short.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have... It should have been a monster
Should have been like a... I said it would probably be 15 to 20 minutes, and I didn't even make it 15.
I thought it was going to be half an hour.
I see, Brock sometimes, his matches don't go much over 20 minutes.
I thought because of what it was going to be like...
Unification match, yep.
I thought they could have, because they could have just stalled it for fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there's always that in-between bullshit that could happen, too. Like him going after Heyman or something like that.
Right. He kind of went after Heyman and then got speared through the thing. Anyway, I thought it was fine, though.
It was a good match, though. I was fine with it.
Night one was better than night two, even though I had fun watching night two as well.
I had a lot of fun watching night two. I think night one just had a few better matches.
Right.
I think if that Edge and AJ match was better, it would be better.
I think it left a more sour taste in my mouth because of the way it ended, as opposed to Vince McMahon, Stone Cold
fucking pouring beer on himself. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
Yep.
So, that's it. I think, I'm going to call WrestleMania one card.
Yeah, because it's two nights, but it was just one thing.
It's not the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
It is not the
most definitely stupendous. Was not the worst. Definitely was not the worst. Stupendous.
Stupendous.
It definitely wasn't the worst match. I mean, no. Worst card I've ever seen. WrestleMania. We'll get into that later on, some other week.
Yep.
Worst WrestleManias of all time. I don't have a King rant, but we're going to try to catch up with some. We've been tracking with wrestling all week.
Yeah.
We're going to watch Supercard later on. We're going to go to Dynamite. We're going to come back with that opinion. And then, like I said, a bunch of other shit happened over the course of the last 2 weeks, but we'll catch up slowly like we do.
Yes.
And maybe never talk about it, maybe talk about it. But anyway, so we got Dynamite tonight.
Dynamite tonight. We're going to watch Supercard, ROH Supercard.
And we're also going to do Prediction Friday. We were going to do it during WrestleMania, but we didn't do a show last week. So we'll do Prediction Friday for UFC, whatever the fuck number it is.
Two something.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're in the 70s yet or not.
I think we are in the 70s. It might be 273 even.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter because we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll be back after Anchor.fm. Hit from Bake, and we'll come back and we'll close out by talking about things that are not WWE on the most stupendous episode ever.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples. Good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, we're back.
That's right.
It's a new day, so it's two birthdays. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
quick happy birthday to David Otunga, Draws, Sanjay Dutt, and Rosie.
And Jackie Chan.
And Jackie Chan, randomly. All right.
All right. We were going to do Supercard of Honor and Dynamite.
Yep.
But after a long day of AEW Dynamite and Rampage, we both fell asleep watching Supercard.
Yeah.
So we can really only speak on the Swerve match for that, because that's the only match I remember watching.
Yep. It was a good one, though.
That was a good one.
Definitely spot festy, but it was good.
Right. It was a fun watch. So, into Dynamite that we were at.
Yes.
We could actually give that one a fair one.
Yeah.
All in all, a very good show, but again, we're there, so...
We had a lot of fun, but you always have more fun there than you maybe would have watching it on TV.
So...
I'm always more critical watching it than actually being there.
Yeah, because there anything can go, and it's fine.
It was a good crowd, because you cheer for people, too.
Yeah.
Like, the crowd was very into it, except for, like, one or two matches throughout the whole night of wrestling, so...
Yeah, the whole night. I mean, Layla Hirsch got hurt during Dark...
Yeah,
the very first match. I'm like, oh, this is off to a great start.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not out for too long.
Hopefully not. But that does look like a knee injury, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm going to call it 6 months. I call the injury 6 months last couple of weeks, so I'm going to call that one in 6 months as well.
Yep. Most likely, if it is something bad.
Hopefully not, like you said, though.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest of the Dark matches.
There was Penta Scorro versus a local guy. What was his name again?
Penta was versus Robo, who is now Joel
or whatever, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Also, which actually was a good one. There's a 10 team tag match between the Ass Boys,
Chaos Theory,
and then they faced
Dark Order.
Yeah.
Everyone except for Uno and Colt. Is Colt even still part of fucking Dark Order?
If Colt just drifted away, I would not care.
Me neither.
So, let's hope that happened. But, as everyone... Uno was out there at ringside, even.
It should be Colt Cabana, Danhausen, and Orange Cassidy. And just, they can be their own little fucking clique.
Stupid-ass freaking gimmick stable.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of the most retarded ones all together.
Most comedic ones all together.
Yeah. Well, same thing. It's kind of what I meant.
Yep. Other than that, also another local guy in there, Teddy Goods.
Yep. Went against...
Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah. Kazarian, which wasn't a bad one either.
I like that one, too. I mean, it's Yeah. I've been watching Teddy Goods for a long time, so.
Yeah.
Big up Teddy Goods.
Yep. Huge pop from the local crowd, too.
Yep.
Which is always good. I think that was it for Dark. Oh, no, that was the Diamante versus...
Yeah, I went to the bathroom. I don't remember that one.
Another local, some local girl.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. That, went to the bathroom.
That one wasn't as good. Then the show opened with Christian Cage versus Adam Cole for Dynamite.
Baby.
Baby. The crowd was very into that match. Very into that. It was a great match, actually. It was one of the better Christian matches I've seen in a long time.
I think Christian's had some good matches. I just don't think he's had as many matches as Edge has had.
Yeah.
I do like the Christian matches better. I mean, because they're not 15 hours long. But that's beside the point. I think he did a good job. He's definitely no Edge.
No.
But
it was a good match. Him and Cole actually paired up well. And then Hangman came out and challenged fucking Cole at the end after he won to a Texas death match because they're in
Texas.
You guessed it, Texas.
Right.
So that would probably be pretty interesting. I'm pretty sure Hangman's going to retain that. So
yeah, me too. But hey, you never know.
Yep. And then we had Samoa Joe versus Max Caster.
Max Caster came out, did his little rap.
He had a pretty good one. He
was, I liked his rap.
Dissing the shit out of Samoa Joe, which was probably not a good idea.
When you beat him in the ratings, you were the champion.
Yeah.
A couple of lines. Your X division.
Yeah.
What heavyweights were your X division.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty funny. That was good. I don't remember all of it, but it was good.
Yep. And the whole crowd knew what was going to happen to him. Because it was about to start. Joe's going to kill you. Joe's going to kill you.
I thought that was good.
And it basically was just like a glorified squash.
It was a glorified squash. I mean, I thought Caster sold well.
He did.
So, it looked good. Muscle Buster came back.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Probably scared the hell out of Tyson Kidd, but like...
Probably.
Tyson Kidd still probably has flashbacks from that.
Yep. Don't blame him. Honestly.
Well, took him out.
Yep. And he was in the middle of like a career high with Cesaro as tag team champions. Or even if they, I don't know if they were actually champions or not when that happened, but.
Anyway, he had a good tag team. Yeah. Fun tag team. Anyway, it was a good match. Watching Joe come back is always fun anyway.
Yeah, the crowd loved Joe too. Right. So, which made it even better. Poor Max Caster.
Poor Max Caster. Bowen's got beat up a little too.
Yeah. But that's what happens when you try to like piss off Samoa Joe. Who looked like he was sunburnt, honestly.
He looked like he was sunburnt.
I know he gets a little red too when he wrestles, but like he was red when he first came out.
He turned
out.
Like Lesnar red.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking red. That's like its own color. It's like Fire Engine red. Lesnar red.
And then we had Captain Sean Dean versus Sean Spears, which...
That match was fine. I don't care about the best part of the match was Wardlow coming out.
Yeah, Wardlow came out, took out like 100 security guards, but the last one, one of the last ones he takes out, he picks up this poor dude and just like throws him like back first, like the horizontal way against the damn barricade to knock it over. And, like, the force of which he threw that guy out, like, he killed that poor security guy.
And then the cameraman was on the other side, and he got, like, pinned. His ankle got pinned underneath
that. Yeah, exactly. He got stuck underneath
it. I don't look like on fucking TV, but that was fucking amazing live. I'll tell you that much.
And it didn't help that we were, like, right there, so we saw him coming out the you know.
Just beat up, like, 15 security guards and yeeted the last one.
Literally yeeted it. It was just like, yeet!
I'll hit you.
I hope that guy got the most money for taking that bump.
That guy can hurt.
Yeah.
I hope he's like an independent guy, you know, just some random security dude just there doing his job.
Yeah.
That was a cool match, though. I mean, that sets up MJF and Sean Dean for next week.
Yep.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
And Willow's going to come out that time, too. So.
Of course he is. Wardlow's on a mission to. Get his revenge on MJF, which he will eventually. And then we had the promo from Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz after
Jericho
they
ran
chased
a little bitch.
Jericho out of the building like a bitch.
That was a good promo. I like that promo.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I didn't know if it was actually happening on TV or not, but like they just came out and started talking. No music, no nothing.
Yep. It's very normal for them.
Yeah.
They think to do something like that. They'll just come out and talk. And go Junkyard Dog and Butch Reed style on them.
So I thought that was pretty good. That was a good time.
Yep. I had fun. I love Eddie, too.
Yeah, right. And Santino Ortiz did a good job, too.
Yeah, Eddie and Pride and Powerful work really well together.
I think LAX works really well, yep.
Yep.
Fake LAX. It already worked before. It can work again.
Yep. And then Jade Cargill, her stupid promo about hating MMA fighters in the business.
Fine. Whatever.
I get it. I mean, but whatever.
I think Marina Shafir should kick her ass, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, I just, like, yeah, because we know this is going to go on forever. With her and that host title and being undefeated and...
What number do you think she'll get to?
I don't know. I'm saying scary 50. Thing. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, 50 sounds like a reasonable number, and then she's going to lose
that. Maybe like 41 or 51. I mean, yeah. 49 or 51. But it's going to be like 50. I'm going to say 50 is like the over-under on that. So I'll go over 50.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she'll at least get to 50. And then she'll probably... Or they'll have her lose like right at 49, mm-hmm. which would be funny too.
To like Sheeta or somebody.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be like Sheeta. Oh, whoever fuck wins this fucking Owen Cup thing.
Owen, yeah.
Which we don't know is in the tournament yet because they're still doing qualifying matches.
Yes.
Speaking of that match... That's probably the worst match of the card. I don't know if that was the next one or not, but
no, the next one was actually a tables match with the Hardys versus Blade and the Butcher,
right? Which people didn't seem to like. It did look sloppy live too. I mean,
it looked very sloppy live. The Hardys don't look like they used to early 2000s.
And the tables were breaking weird, and like I didn't really figure out that like you had to put two of them through the table. Yeah,
well,
they
just said that like they, you know, the opponents have to go through the table with an offensive move, but they didn't clarify that both opponents, and that since it's not an elimination style one, that they get to still stay out there and do whatever. And technically, Jeff got the win, but he went through a table first.
Right. Which was the weakest table ever. Yeah,
and him going, doing the swanton off the ladder was probably the best part of
that.
It was the
best part. I did capture that on video. So
yes.
That's the best part. I don't think I did it on video, but like, it was, whatever. It was fine. So, like they said, it wasn't a great match. No. But, what did it say on the thing? JR said it was bowl and shoe ugly or some shit like that.
Bowl and shoe ugly, which is definitely key for fucking, it looked hot. It looked bad.
So, it wasn't the same... It was chaotic and messy, kind of like the Jackass match.
Yes.
But the Jackass match was supposed to be chaotic and messy.
Yeah, this one wasn't.
Right.
It just was.
But I'm still going to give it an up anyway.
Yeah.
Just because I was there.
There, and I got to see the Hardy Boys one more time before they eventually fucking fade off into the sunset.
Started yelling at the wall.
Yeah. Well, speaking of yelling at the wall, Sting came out after that because Andrade came out.
Yep.
With a few people, and then Sting came out with the bat and... beat up some people. And yeah, then it
beat
just
up some
ended.
People. And he's not, you know, 75 years old or anything.
Yeah.
And then we could talk about the match that no one gave a fuck about.
Yeah. Fucking Hikaru Shida versus Julia Hart. Which I think most people, the only reason they were concerned with this match was hoping that she went, like, full, like, House of Black.
Right. And, like, maybe the crowd went black afterwards or whatever, but she didn't even win.
Nope. Didn't even win. She showed, you know, heel tendencies. That was it.
She did.
You know, which means she's definitely on her way to joining the House of Black eventually.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
And then we have...
Buddy's over there. Buddy likes the cheerleaders. Remember the Alexa Bliss with him and thing?
True. It does actually make sense.
And she just feels like... Because she does the same, like,
it does
Twisted Bliss kind of...
It does kind of feel like the old fucking, like... Alexa Bliss goddess thing, whatever she was.
Yeah, she was like, remember she used to, when she first came out, she looked like a Disney character with the blue dress, like cheerleader
sparkly,
looking dress. Yeah.
Sparkles pop.
Yep. Yep. That's what it reminded me of. And then to cap it off, we got the triple off ROH tag team championship match between FTR and the Young Bucks.
Which was a banger.
It was. It was definitely the best match of the night.
Yeah, I don't know, definitely the best match of the night, because we did see Rampage as well, but if you're going to just count it as Dynamite...
As Dynamite, it was definitely the best match of the night.
Right.
Technically, Rampage is different, right? Even though we saw
it the same night. So we're going to give fucking spoilers to that, too, so fuck it. I mean, might as well. That was also fun. Dynamite, because we're there, I'm going to say I liked it better than WrestleMania, but because we were there.
Yeah, and that's why we liked it better than Mania, because we were there. And that FTR freaking Young Bucks match was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
It was actually, it had good moments. It had a few rough moments, but it had some good moments, too. Because Christian Cage versus Adam Cole was really good, too. So they started that show off hot and ended it hot.
Like I said, I like the tables match concept. I just thought it looked kind of sloppy, but it was still very cool to watch the Swanton at the end. And the Twist of Fate Fest that happened.
Yeah. Matt hit, like, 3 Twist of Fates after Jeff hit 1. He just kept using the Twist of Fate like he had infinite finishes in the video game.
Yeah, don't like that. I don't know what that was, but it was kind of crazy.
Yep.
Dynamite was fun. So on to Rampage a little bit.
Yep.
That opened with
D-Bry versus Trent Barreto. Which
was one-on-one, nobody even out there.
Yeah, that one-on-one, cool. No one came out. And it was a good match, too.
A fun match, too. People forgot how good Trent really was.
Trent really is good. Mm-hmm. And he's good. He looks really good, too, against guys like D-Bry.
Right.
You know? So, that was a fun match. And then it was, oh, there was a stupid fucking Men of the Year and fucking
Men of the Year.
Team guy freaking
Man of the Year and Dion Lambert.
Why do I always forget that dude's name?
I'm rooting for them because I'm not a fan of Sammy and Tay.
Yeah, I used to be a fan. I hated Sammy at first. Then I liked Sammy, and now I hate Sammy again.
Right. And I'm like, dude, you're being a whiny little bitch. Like, then I like Scorpio Sky from like day one. So
yes, and he actually has a title now. So I got to get behind this train because I was part of the whole fucking Scorpio wins and we riot bullshit.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, you wanted it. Now you got to fucking live with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm cool with it.
I am too. And Ethan Page isn't that bad either.
No, he's funny.
Yeah,
he can go join that fucking Dan.
But you know what? Like when you do those stupid tag team matches, though, he'll put on a good show,
right?
Too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so
he's half of the North.
Yes. Exactly.
So,
very underrated tag team.
I agree. They were like Impact Tag Team Champions for like ever.
I know, but like compared to some of the other people.
I don't know how long it actually was. Probably only like a year, but like.
For it a good felt, clip.
A good portion of that year.
Yeah. But anyway. And then we had Willow.
Willow.
Versus
Red Velvet. I wanted Willow to win.
Yeah. Everyone there wanted Willow to win.
Right, everyone was rooting for Willow. Yeah.
But she didn't, unfortunately. And everyone booed Red Velvet out of the arena after that. Like, get out of here. People don't like Red Velvet in Boston, apparently.
No, all about Willow, apparently.
Yep.
Go with it. Willow.
Yeah, I actually kind of like Willow better.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I mean. And then our last match was Jon Moxley versus Wheeler Yuta.
Which was fucking crazy.
It was crazy. Like, very early in the match, he, like, stomped his head onto the steel steps. Yeah. And he went, like, full Crimson Mask from that. Yuta got his ass handed to him for a while. And then he fought back.
He fought back. He put out really good. He did stomps. He did everything.
I mean, he took 2 Death Riders and kicked out.
Yeah.
And then Moxley basically had to, like, choke him the fuck out. Which, like, isn't surprising with Moxley and his level of violence.
He never submitted. Like, he just got choked out.
He got choked out. He never tapped, nothing. It's like, all right. I thought that was actually going to happen to Mox at one point. Because he had Mox in a really good fucking submission, too. And I'm like, oh, shit, Mox is going to end up getting fucking knocked out from this.
That was a fun fucking match. I think that was the match of the night.
That was a really good one.
So, if you haven't, if you listen to this before you listen to Rampage, make sure you watch Rampage or whatever.
Watch Rampage and the last match of Rampage. The stuff in the middle you could kind of miss and you can skip, be okay. Right. But the
definitely watch fucking Blackpool
Beretta.
Combat Club.
Yeah, exactly.
In singles competition.
Yep.
I think Wheeler is part of Combat Club.
Yeah, because he shook Regal. Regal came out at the end and it was like all 3 of them were going to jump fucking poor Yuta, and then Regal, like, put his hand out, and he shook his hand, so I'm guessing he's, like...
Well, you need the Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Technically, Randy Orton and Batista in Evolution, but, like...
Yeah.
this is where you get two bets. Yeah. You get Regal in the flare roll.
Yep.
And, I mean, that'd be fine.
The trips roll, I guess.
Trips roll, I mean, cause that's what I'm saying. You kind of have two people there.
You kind of have two people that are, like, trips. Right. In a way. Which is fine, though.
Maybe, so you bring, like, maybe bring in another young gun, too. So you got Wheeler.
There's one other young gun that you definitely bring into that group. They'll find somebody.
So I think it will work well.
Yeah.
I still hate their name. The name doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I think you could have just went with Combat Club.
Right. Only one of them is from Blackpool, and I don't even know if he's really from Blackpool.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be.
I'm just saying, like, that makes more sense.
Yeah, if they just called it the Combat Club,
right?
I think that would be fine. That would go over. They are combat-type people.
Right. I mean, he comes out in boots and fucking camo jeans.
Yep. And just beats the piss out of people. Like, that's the thing. I'm just going to beat the crap out of you. That's my job.
So that was fun. Enough of talking. Time for the main event.
Yeah. Which the whole crowd got into that, too. Everyone yelled that.
Like, when I'm watching it live, I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. It was very funny. It was a good night.
It was a good night. And that made us fall asleep.
Yes.
Like I said, we started watching Super Bowl.
You gotta remember, like, for us, it's technically, like, 4 hours of wrestling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, it's a long night. It's not just, like, going to see Raw and just seeing kind of, like, Raw, mainly, you know? I don't even know if they do fucking main event before Raw anymore.
No, I don't think so either. I was gonna do Prediction Friday for UFC. Let's do that real quick.
Yep.
Because we didn't do one for WrestleMania that I wanted to do. And how about this? We will do a watch and review for Supercard next week?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or something like that?
Yeah, that works for me.
That way we're going to find something crappy to watch. And, we've already watched most of this week anyway.
Yep.
So we can do that. Plus, we'll try to catch up on anything else that happened over the WrestleMania weekend and get other news topics. That being said, what the fuck's his name? Nash Carter has been released from WWE.
So no more MSK Tag Team Champions. That means...
Also, he gets to be my douchebag of the day because of what he did.
Yeah, he's definitely douchebag of the day because of what he did.
Also, Tammy Snitch...
is, like, could be getting charged with manslaughter.
Right. Also, she could be douchebag of the day, too. So, yep. But douchebag of the day, Nash Carter.
Nash Carter, we'll get the douchebag of the day. I think we've used Sonny before.
Probably. And Nash Carter gets to be douchebag of the day.
Yes.
Cool. All right, so we're going to do UFC.
273.
273. We'll do main card only. Well, what is that, five?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, two five.
Two titles, yeah. Yep.
All right. Where do you want to start, bottom?
Yeah, is that like Vink?
I was going to call him Vince.
Yeah, I'm going to say Vince because the E's kind of silent, I guess. I don't know.
The E's kind of non-existent.
Vince Pickle. I'm going to say it as Pickle.
Okay, fine.
Versus Mark Madsen.
Give me Mark Madsen.
Yeah. He's undefeated. I'm going with Madsen.
And I don't have to say fucking Vince Pickle again.
Yeah. Is Vink Pickle or it's Vince Pickle or I don't know.
His name is Vince Pickle.
His name is being called Vince Pickle.
All right. Then we have Mackenzie Dern versus Tisha Torres.
Yeah, I'm going with Dern.
I don't really like her. I'm going to go with Torres just because I don't like her.
All right. Then we got Gilbert Burns versus Khamzat Chimaev.
Yeah, I've heard that name said before.
I can't say it right.
Nope. That's who I'm picking.
That's who I'm picking, too, because he's undefeated. And he looks mean.
He does look mean. He does look very mean. He is mean. Yeah, I can't say that.
What?
His name.
What?
Anyway.
Khamzat?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Khamzat. I'm guessing it's Chimaev.
Chimaev is, it sounds right.
Yeah. I'm probably saying Khamzat wrong, but whatever.
Whatever, that's who I'm picking.
Yeah.
Then we have Aljamain Sterling and Petr Yan.
I'm going to go with Peter on this one.
Yeah, I normally pick the champion, which would be Aljamain, technically. This is a rematch, I believe, and I'm gonna keep it to Petr Yan as well.
Okay, and then we got Alexander Volonsky.
Yep.
Versus Chan Sung Jung, the Korean Zombie.
Korean Zombie. I'm gonna pick a champion. I'm gonna stick with the Australian.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
New Zealander or whatever the hell he is.
He's New Zealand, technically, I think. But, yeah, Alexander.
Yep, him. So we're different on one fight?
Yeah, which is the...
Mackenzie Dern and Tisha Torres. So that's our decided fight. Don't let me down, guys. All right.
Not bad.
Cool. So until next week when we do Supercard, this has been the most stupendous episode ever. Can I get out there one more time?
Stupendous! Again, Jesus.
Stupendous.
Pat McAfee.
Have a stupendous week. We'll see you next week for a way less stupendous episode.
Yep, that's true.
I'll get King back in because, I didn't tell him we had an episode.
Out in the dust this week. Sorry, King.
All right. So, until then, I'll hug and deuces.
Peace.